Now, let's put the acid down on the tongue here, your tongue and mine, and we're going to find out he mentions here an unbridled and unrestrained tongue. Will you listen to this? Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Now, this is the horse, by the way. And it was David that said, I'll take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. David says, I want to give a right kind of a testimony. Therefore, I want to put a bridle on my mouth. And friends, there are a lot of Christians today that ought to have a bridle put on their mouths. Now, in Psalm 39:1, it says, I said, I'll take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Now, I want to go down to Psalm 32:9. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. And there are a great many people today, and I'm afraid Christians, that go around with their foot in their mouth all the time. Now, the bridle bits are not impressive in size. If you've seen a bridle bit that goes on a horse, but they'll hold a high-spirited horse in check, keep him from running away. I think many of us have a faint recollection, that is some of us, of horse and buggy days. And I've seen a horse run away and bring death and destruction, turn a buggy over. Now, the tongue can run away. Someone has said that, speaking of a certain individual, said, you know, said his mind starts his tongue to wagging, and then his mind goes off and leaves it. And a great many go through life like that. And there needs to be a bridle for the tongue. Now, he's going to change the figure of speech. Behold also the ships, which though they are so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, wherever the pilot will it. They have a rudder on them, and that is the thing that they can be controlled by a little rudder that you don't even see, my friend. And a fierce storm may drive a ship. A little rudder can control it. The tongue can change the course of our lives. Men have been ruined by the tongue. Many of the fair name of a woman has been wrecked by some gossip. The tongue is more dangerous than a runaway horse. It's a storm at sea. And today, I think that liquor is eating at the vitals of this nation. But did you know that the tongue is condemned more in Scripture than alcohol is condemned? And I think the most dangerous thing today, as dangerous as alcohol is and liquor today, it may bring our nation down, yet the tongue is even more dangerous than that. And it's one of the things that God says that he hates. In Proverbs 6:17, he says, a lying tongue was one of the seven things God hates. We must leave off there until next time. May God richly bless you, my beloved.